Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Although air quality has generally improved, acid rain continues to present a problem for certain areas. Sujay Kaushal, associate professor of geology at the University of Maryland, explains how acid rain is harming rivers by making them less acidic.
Acid rain and other unintended side effects of human activities are changing the basic chemistry of many rivers in the eastern U.S. It's as if our rivers are on rollades, with potentially major consequences for urban water supplies and aquatic ecosystems. We analyzed long-term records of alkalinity trends in 97 streams and rivers from Florida to New Hampshire. Alkalinity is a measure of water's ability to neutralize acid. Over time spans of 25 to 60 years, two-thirds of the rivers had become significantly more alkaline. Increased river alkalization can contribute to ammonia toxicity, algal blooms, water hardness, and increased salinization, or the increased saltiness, of fresh water. Paradoxically, higher acid levels in rain, soil, and water caused by human activities are one of the major triggers for these changes in river chemistry, in addition to acidic mining runoff and agricultural activities. Acid rain can speed up the dissolving of surfaces that are naturally high in alkaline minerals. In a process known as chemical weathering, acid eats away at limestone, other carbonate rocks, and even concrete structures, dissolving alkaline particles that wash off into streams and rivers. We found that alkalinity has risen over the past several decades in rivers that provide water for Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Baltimore, Atlanta, and other major cities. Also affected are rivers that flow into water bodies already harmed by excess algae growth, such as the Chesapeake Bay. Areas of the eastern U.S. are underlain by porous alkaline limestone and other carbonate rocks, making the region more prone to river alkalization. In fact, river alkalization has increased the fastest in areas underlain by carbonate rocks at high elevations and where acid rain or acid mine drainage is greatest. The large regional scale of river alkalization was unexpected, and there are still many questions regarding rates, drivers, and impacts.
That was Sujay Kaushal of the University of Maryland. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.